It's a sad situation if you're sitting with the directors of a company before a creditors meeting, where the business is gone, or even worse, the week or 2 weeks before that, where they know the game is up or whatever. Now, in the majority of the cases I've been involved in over the years, I would say the majority of those companies could have been saved if the symptoms that were there long before that were A, recognized, and B, something done about it. What do you actually measure at the moment? Or how do you define success as you consider it in relation to your business? Somebody asked you, if your bank manager, your whoever, and a potential investor asked you how you're doing your business, and they go deeper than just the kind of the broad answer. You know, how do you know? Now, our answer to that question is the critical question in relation to the health of our business going forward. Failure to define your customers, proper pricing, being all things to all people, I think is a real weakness in relation to our business. We can't be. We need to differentiate ourselves in some shape or form. Overdependence on a single customer, a bad signal generally, but there can be exceptions in relation to that. Overtrading, I'll come back to that. Bad at delegation, putting up with a poor team, the balance in the team. I think that's important. And lack of strong financial direction. What we're saying there is prevention is better than cure. Early diagnosis is critical. And the three lights that shine in our business. You know, there's an amber light, there's a green light, and a red light. You know, if you think of it in relation to the lights of traffic lights or whatever, the very same lights appear in our own business. But a lot of us, we are so busy, we don't see something until it is red. Now, if you're passing a junction and the red light is on, you go through that junction, there's a fair chance you're going to get hit. Whether it's from the side or the back or whatever. Whereas with an amber, there's a possibility that you might just get away with it. And a green, then you can go through. Now, it's the very same way in relation to our business. What are the amber lights in relation to our business? Because we do need to pick up in time, early enough, you know, what are the signs, what are the symptoms in relation to it, and what do we need to look out for? Vital signs, and these are the lights that we're talking about. Your profit margins, whether that's a gross profit or net profit, what are the trends in that over the period of time? Do you know? Would you know today, would you be able to write down at the moment what your gross profit percentage and your net profit percentage is? What is your target for board for this year? How are you doing against that so far? Do your management information system allow you to have enough information that's both accurate and timely to be able to judge yourself and your performance against that? Because if we haven't, we're running our business in the dark. Bad debt profile. If you look at your debtors, you know, what percentage of your debt is in, say, the 90-day column, plus. Is that growing as a percentage of your total, or is it reducing? What are the trends there? Stock turnover. For those of you that have stock, how often do you turn your stock in the year? Do you turn your stock 4 times? Do you turn it 5 times? Do you turn it 10 times? And even when you go a bit deeper into that and look at the totality of your stock, you'll find that the 80-20 rule will work, that probably a high proportion of your stock is turning very quickly, but there's a rump in your stock. And for those of you that have stock here, there's a fair chance that there's at least 20% of your stock that haven't moved from this day 12 months. Anyone that has ever been involved in physical stock takes in companies or whatever will tell you, and I've often seen it myself, you count the same stock on the same shelf 2, 3, 4 years, one after the other. Now, that's not making money for you. It mightn't break you, but it is a shrinkage of your potential. And these are the type of things we need to pick up on. Complaints and cost, goods returns. Again, is there a trend there? Have we some way of capturing it? What is it saying to us? Same way with customer complaints. You know, do we capture it or do we ignore it? It's a very good, useful information if we handle it properly. It's disastrous if we handle it poorly. But again, what is our procedure in our business in relation to that? Staff turnover, both good and bad. Now, it can be, when I say it's both good and bad, if there's too high turnover, it's bad because there's no continuity. Your recruitment is poor, or your management of staff is poor. If there's no turnover at all, that can also be bad because people get very comfortable. You know, there's people out there at work today who are doing the same job for the last 20 years. Useless. They're not stretched. They're institutionalized, a lot of it. Now, as a small business, that's less likely to happen. But as your business grows, it's amazing that we can get institutionalized very quickly. You know, both in our own minds and in the totality of the culture that we're around. I think it's a very good thing for all of us to shake our business every so often, or be shaken. There's lots of companies, business today, out there dying on their feet. And they're dying on their feet because the symptoms are there in relation to the problems, but they're being ignored, they're not being defined, they're not being addressed. And there's a lot of this ostrich strategy, put the head in the sand and hope that the whole thing will go away. It doesn't go away, it needs to be tackled. And there's no issue in relation to your business, if you put it on the table, that can't be solved somewhere. And, you know, there's lots of help out there, but you have to ask for it. There's nobody going to come to your door and say, Brendan, can I help you? But there's lots of doors that Brendan or anyone can go and say, Jess, I have a fierce problem and so, you know, give me a bit of advice or give me a bit of help or whatever. And people generally, and the more successful people are, from my experience certainly, the more willing they are to help somebody else out. Some of the lights that, the amber lights, or alarm bells, I suppose, that banks look out for, are customers exceeding their credit limit. If you're working in an overdraft type of situation, you know, and you can't keep within it, you know, what's that saying? You know, what do the banks think it's saying? Because the one thing I'm sure that you've all found in business is, and I think this is a critical thing, is that we need to be ready for the opportunity when it arises. As the opportunity of a lifetime must be taken during the lifetime of the opportunity. Now, if you're so stretched and you don't have any excess facility from the bank and an opportunity comes across your desk at very short notice, then you can't take it. Or if you do take it, you're probably putting everything else at risk. And as business people and as commercial people, my advice to you is you need to be building capacity in all sorts of ways, so that when that opportunity does arise, you can grab it. I believe that you don't actually have to go out there and look for opportunities. I think the worst opportunities you get are the ones that you go out and try and find. My advice to you as business people would be ready, and they'll come. There's more opportunities will pass your desk over the next 5 years if you're ready. You won't be able to say yes to all of them. You'll have to say no to lots of them. But if you're able to grab them, then they're coming at you, and that's the real opportunity. But if we're not ready, then we can't take it. Declining activity in the current account, these are things banks tend to look out for. Payment to other lending institutions, banks are very sensitive, particularly if they're watching your account. They're watching where the payments are going. And the reason for that is because they feel that you're playing off one against the other, your facilities in two banks, and you're just trying to keep them going. Now, what does that say? That's a signal. And what that says to the bank is, hold on, there's a risk here. The natural thing with a company is to grow, to mature, and to die. That's the natural cycle for any business. Now, as managers, our role is to upset that cycle. So we have to manage, and particularly manage the cash flow in our business. There's some business out there who will go because the market just goes completely against them, or there's a domino effect somewhere along the way. But for most of us, that we have it within our own hands to ensure that we can stay in there long enough to be successful. Now, there's lots of things you have to do. Most of you are reasonably good at manufacturing, you're reasonably good at selling, or marketing, and all the other kind of situations. But will you, for God's sake, manage the cash flow going through your business? Because if you don't, you won't have a business. Simple as that. And it's a very simple exercise. It's a forward cash flow statement, basically. All it needs to be a couple of lines if you're a simple business. What is your predicted cash collections for the next, say, 6, 7, 8, 9 weeks, whatever it is? What are the outflows, which are more predictable? What's the net of that? Who's going to do what? How are you going to monitor it? Is it serious enough for you in your business that you're going to get the resource and the time to do it? Or are you going to continue at the pace and the speed and the blindness that you have done up to now and say, we'll do that, and Shamir will do that.